eyes can see us. One of the best illustrations in the Bible is Joseph. Remember Joseph in the Old Testament? Not Joseph and Mary, Joseph in the Old Testament. Joseph, the Bible says, was fine in form. In other words, he was probably worked out in Egypt or something, you know. But he was in shape. And Potiphar's wife, it says, cast her eyes on him. And she had this old, fat, you know, husband, and she saw this young, handsome, you know, college-age guy, and started, you know, heading his way. And she was very direct. If you remember, the Bible says she started pulling his clothes off of him. That's direct. Do you know what Joseph said? It's one of the best verses in the Bible. Here they are in Egypt, in some palace of a place where Potiphar's wife was, indoors, in an inner room. She's pulling on his clothes, and Joseph looks at her and says, how can I do this evil in the sight of God? Oh. And he looks at her and he says, how can I do this in the sight of God? And Potiphar's wife goes, who? Who else is in this room? It's just us two. He says, no, there's someone else here, God, who's watching. See, that's what his eyes can see me always. And that's why 1 Thessalonians 4:1, which is what I consider one of the themes of the scripture, is this idea. Finally, my brethren, we urge you and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us, how you ought to walk and to please God. Do you know what Jesus summarized his life as? I always do those things that please my Father. Do you know what the bottom line of our life is? If you're following Christ, you want to please him. That's the bottom line. Even a child knows that. A child, if they want to do what their parents ask them to do, they want to please them. We talk about people that want to please people. The essence of Christianity is, I want to please God. He's watching me. In fact, Proverbs says, the ultimate parenting is that your children, you guide them with your eyes. Now, we had 8 children. They all got Bonnie's good looks and personality. What'd they get from me? Sin nature. Oh, boy, did they ever. You know, the father that started the trash can on fire in the bathroom of the public school and got paddled, that's what kind of kids I had. But you know what we trained them? They would be doing something, and they wonder if they should do it, and they would stop, and they would go like this, and they'd look at us, and mom and dad would go, and you'd see them look back at what they were doing, like getting in the cookie jar or whatever. We guided them with what? Our eyes. Have you ever been at Walmart where the mother says, don't do that, if you do that one more time, I'm gonna... And they'll do it 4 more times. Because the threatening, repeating parent only causes more and more and more disobedience. The ultimate is, I know his eyes can see me always. I feel Christ's penetrating gaze. And 1 Thessalonians 4:1, I always want to do what pleases him.